Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, come on, Friday. Let's do this damn thing. Listen, right off the bat, we're going to let you know kind of how today is going to go. And it's going to be a little bit mishmash all over the place. Think about everything that's going to unfold here in the next 4 hours. First of all, there was developing news with regard to Jimmy Butler just within the hour. So we're going to start there. But also, Greg Cosell, our guy from NFL Films, is going to be with us for the whole 3 o'clock hour. Mm. Think of how many times he's going to sun Dibs in a whole hour. It's going to be incredible. And the NFL draft is not only now here, it will start up again in an hour and 45 minutes. We're going to round two and then round three. And so there will be picks throughout the second half of our show. Boch is in town. We got a weekend series and the Giants remain hot. And then obviously we're going to get you ready for, don't call it a pivotal, game three tomorrow night as the series between the Rockets and the Warriors shifts to Chase Center over the weekend. So I'm just warning everybody now, we're going to be all over the place today, purposefully.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be wonderful.
ADD radio is what it is. We're going to be here. We're going to be there. We're going to be everywhere. And you mentioned the fact that it's not, quote unquote, pivotal, although the team that is up 2-1 in a best of three wins 80% of the time. So, I mean, if you're up 2-1 or you're down 2-1, it definitely historically says something about your chances.
Yeah, although same is kind of true for whoever wins game one, right? So the Warriors already won the series.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Well, game one is a little bit less than the winner of game three.
A little bit. That's true. But you know my thinking. My thinking are the even-numbered games are where you can create space. If you lose game three and you come back and win game four, then, you know, you're right back on track. But anyway, here's the thing. And I am going to go there. I am going to grab the low-hanging apple from the tree, and I don't do it because it's the low-hanging apple. I find this somewhat interesting here. It's changed a little bit in the last hour because it sounds like the Warriors feel like Jimmy's going to give it a go. Okay? Now, can he stay in there? Does he wake up and have it stiffen up a little bit? What have you, but when you watch this stuff a lot like we do, I think Steve Kerr, he showed the cards about an hour ago when he essentially said, Jimmy is tough. Jimmy can play through everything. There is a cautious optimism to it with regard to them thinking that Jimmy Butler's going to give it a go. And they're not going to say that publicly if they don't think it's going to be true, because they're going to commit the cardinal sin if they're wrong, and that is over-promising and under-delivering. And they never do that. Dibs, think how many times Steve has come on with us, and they know damn well that Pods or Kuminga or somebody's going to be ready to go in 48 hours for their next game, but he won't say it on the show. Well, he's going to be listed as questionable, yep. And I'll leave that to the training staff, and we'll figure that out on game day. So for him a day ahead of time to say what he said today to you means what?
It means that he's got a better chance than I thought of actually playing, because yeah. I was texting friends earlier today and they were asking me about Jimmy Butler and what do I think, and I was just matter of fact saying, well, I think he's going to be out. I don't think that he will play. And then Steve Kerr said what he said, which is, you know, Jimmy's making good progress and we're going to go ahead and monitor it and we're going to give it a go and he'll be questionable. And so the more you hear from Jimmy Butler and his agent through Mark Spears yesterday, and then Steve Kerr today, which was, you know, yesterday it was pray for the bear.
Yep.
And then today was, well, you know, we kind of like where we're at. So I do think that he will play now.
Here are the quotes. Steve Kerr says he is, quote, relatively optimistic about Jimmy Butler playing tomorrow. Quote, I think there's a chance he plays. Now, that's not definitive, but again, I'm going based on the fact that they chose to say this to a microphone today. I think there's a chance that he plays. And they're, quote, relatively optimistic. Nothing definitive. It's not firm. I think they're not saying that unless they believe it's well above 50-50 that Jimmy Butler's going to give it a try. However, I will say this. I will say this. If he doesn't play, or if he's got to leave early, tomorrow night does have a chance to be the most important Warriors game in Jonathan Kuminga's Warriors career.
Yeah, it could be. Yep.
This is different now than what game two would be, because this one has a warning sign. This one has a lead up. This one is at your home building. It's now, there's warning. There's lead up to it. And there's a very, very clear need for ISO offense. And there's nobody other than Jimmy Butler who can provide that for the Warriors, except for maybe the guy who has become just the daily and weekly Bay Area lightning rod of sports over the last month and a half. And so here we are. And if Jimmy does not play, I believe this immediately becomes, or if he leaves early, this immediately becomes the most important game in Jonathan Kuminga's Warriors career, because the opportunity would be there for him to finally go out there and switch the tone of this. If he were to go out there and score over 20 points and give offense,
or even like 16,
well, whatever the number
is, 6 of 9,
have
you know, something efficient,
have
exactly
an effect on a victory,
yep,
on a playoff victory. I think it changes everything, right? I think it changes everything. It literally could. It could be something that sways the needle a little bit with regard to whether or not he's going to be a Warrior after this year.
I think it sways it more in regard to the fan base, because I still believe, and I've said this for the better part of a year, I think that the organization knows what they have in Jonathan Kuminga and what their price point is and whether or not they want him to be a part of it. And having Jimmy Butler join the team definitely changed it, because when Jimmy came and JK got healthy, you realize that Jimmy Butler does 90% of what JK can do, and what Jonathan Kuminga does doesn't really fit with Draymond and Jimmy Butler. And you could look at the three-person dynamics and the numbers and the analytics all you want, and JK does his best with Buddy Hield and with Quentin Post and with, you know, GP2. JK's best moments are either with Draymond and Steph, not with Jimmy, or with bench guys. So JK's not going to be able to play. If Jimmy Butler plays 40 minutes, Jonathan Kuminga's not going to have much of a role. But
I agree, yeah.
And I do think that if he does something in Game 3, it's more about the fans than it is about the organization, well, as far as his perception.
Maybe, but I think that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. And I, like, I'll agree with what I think one of the premise of what you're saying is, which is, you know, when it comes to stuff like this, the fans don't really have a say. It's not like the fans are going to change the way the Warriors think about it. It's not like they're going to change whether the Warriors want to sign him or how much they think he's worth or any of that stuff. I do think fan perception can have an effect on the way teams behave, on decisions that they can make. I think it's one of the reasons that teams do put things out there publicly sometimes a little bit early, because they do want to dip their toe in the water. They do want to see what their fan base thinks. Never forget, this is a business and we are the customers.
Right.
And so I'm not saying like, oh, if the fans all suddenly love JK, the Warriors would just be like, all right, we'll do $35 million a year if it doesn't make sense for them. They're not going to do that. But like, I just haven't seen many opportunities lately for Jonathan to change the story, to change the way the Warriors think, to change the way that this has been going. Tomorrow night threatens to be that. It sounds like maybe a little bit less than I thought a few hours ago.
Right.
But if Jimmy can't go, or if Jimmy starts and then Jimmy can't stay, I really think this is the one. Game two, I know he played a lot, but that's not a fair opportunity.
No.
You're rusty. You didn't know. You weren't in the game plan.
You had no pods, and you were behind it the whole way.
You're thrown in there with Pat Spencer. Yep. Hey, buddy, go play. That's different than this would be.
It is, and I just am fascinated by my response on Twitter, because Lucas, Behind the Glass, director of sports, put out the tweet on something that I said, which is, JK earned more minutes with the way he played. He earned Gee's minutes for game three. And I had about 80 comments, and 40 of them were, you don't know ball, you're an imbecile. And 40 were, yeah, he looked good. I do think that he earned Gee's minutes. And so I think that even off of game two, which he was fine.
He was fine.
I mean, nobody was much better than he was. They all were patently pretty bad.
Correct.
Like, Pat was good, and like, Quentin was good in the second half, but nobody was really great.
Yeah, nobody was great.
And so I just pointed out that I thought that he played well enough to maybe earn the Gee 8 to 10 minutes, and half the audience was like, you're an imbecile, you're a casual, you don't know ball. Well, and the other half was like, yeah, let JK cook.
Welcome to Twitter.
No, I love Twitter.
I know you've been there for years.
Dude, my feed has been bananas ever since I said that the Amen Thompson foul was dirty. I've got people from like 27 different states calling me, like, I'm getting all the consonants.
Well, did you hear who got called dirty today?
Yep.
Oh, God. Y'all need to hear this. We'll get to that next, too. Wait until you hear the back and forth that has taken place between the Rockets and the Warriors.
It's a classic pot kettle, right?
Yeah. Oh, my. Maybe the worst one I've ever heard in my entire life. Maybe the worst one I've ever heard in my entire life. So we'll play that for you. Coming up next, we are here for your calls for sure. 888-957-9570. That is the number. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, for the entire 3 o'clock hour. Mykel Williams, pass rusher from Georgia, is a 49er. Round two gets started in about 90 minutes. So we're going to be all over all of this. We're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Employee pricing for all is on now at Ceramani Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceramani Boulevard or shop 24/7 at ceramaniford.com. Ceramani Ford, from America for America. 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, and we're going to be looking for some great answers. I thought Steve Kerr had great answers at practice today. Wouldn't it be fun for a day to be someone who could just kind of wave and have people walk over to you, and then they'll put different pieces of electronics in front of your face, you'll say words, and the entire Vegas board moves.
It moves?
Based on the words that come out of your mouth.
Did it move?
Oh.
Based on his words?
When he moved, it moved just like that. Exactly.
Okay.
So when I got here, and I know some of you are into this, some of you don't care, but I think this is interesting. When I got here today, the Warriors were favored by 2 tomorrow night. And Grandy and I had a little side conversation about it. He goes, that suggests to me that they think Jimmy's playing. And I said, I agree, but I would adjust that verbiage a little bit. I think it means they're leaning that way. And they're prepared for Jimmy to play. They don't want their pants down with that number. They're prepared for Jimmy to play. But if he plays, if that gets announced as in, I think that number's going up. That number's going to end up at about 4. And if he's out, I think the Rockets would be favored. I think the Rockets would be favored in the game. So it was a little bit of a like split the difference kind of a thing.
Right.
And Steve Kerr comes out and goes, I'm relatively optimistic that he's going to play. I think there's a chance that he'll play. Boom. Number immediately goes up to 3, 3.5
yep.
In some spots, just based on that conversation that happened only a little bit over an hour ago, about an hour, 20 minutes ago.
I thought the line moved based on Draymond winning the award of Hustle Player of the Year. That's the way I read that.
Yeah.
But I
don't agree with your assessment.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. Yeah.
Stand on it.
I don't know the markets like you know the markets. Yeah. But Jimmy Butler feels to me like if it's 50-50, it might actually be 60-40 that he plays. And you're right about the under-promise, over-deliver side of what the Warriors do. They've always done this. So if Steve Kerr says that he's encouraged and, you know, he thinks that it might be something that could possibly happen, that tells me that Jimmy Butler is more likely to play than not play.
Also wanted to play this for you. This is what we were talking about. So Dibs came in here yesterday. You thought the Amen Thompson play that injured Jimmy was dirty.
Yep.
Or leaning in that direction.
No, dirty, and you okay. can say it because I've gotten over 385 Twitter responses.
Oh, good.
And about half of them are like, yeah, Dibs, stand on it. Stand on what you say. And the other 185 have been...
Stand on what you do.
Yeah, you're a C, a P, a D, an N.
C, P, D, N.
I've been hit with all kinds of consonants. If there's a consonant...
You need a vowel, dude. You make some words out of this.
Well, I got hit with an A.
You gotta buy a vowel.
I got hit I got hit with an I. Idiot.
And what does that spell?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a great question.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyhow, what is this, Wordle all of a sudden?
Listen, I thought, and again, as I said, I don't like the word inadvertent. That made it sound a little bit too
innocent.
That's
what Steve said.
Yeah, I didn't think it was dirty, but that's obviously the question that comes up at both teams. Shoot-arounds today, and wouldn't you know it, no one other than Mr. Dylan Brooks.
Mm.
Grandy, your little Oregon schmuck.
Whoa.
Dylan Brooks.
The Oregon schmucks.
Yeah, yeah. You know what O stands for now.
Oh, no, you didn't. Also a two, but go ahead.
I'm
having fun.
What does O stand for, Willard?
No, I'll take what Dib's answer is. Okay. Fine. Yeah. It was kind of a choose-your-own-adventure setup. Like,
thank you. Yeah, I did not see an obvious answer there.
No. Yeah. Or maybe that's what O stands for, obvious. Maybe. I don't know. I just know that hearing Dylan Brooks say something like this made me laugh. So he was asked, hey, your teammate Amen Thompson, is he dirty? Here's what Dylan said.
No, I think the dirty player is Draymond, giving a little push as regular basketball players do, and Jimmy's fighting the air for a rebound, and you know, stuff happens. You know, a man's not a dirty player. He has no anything to do with being a dirty player. We're not worried about that. We're on to the next game, and we hope Jimmy can get better.
We hope Jimmy can get better. So that was a nice little kumbaya there at the end by Dylan Brooks.
Right.
There's a lot of dribbling going on in the background. Dylan Brooks says, no, we don't think Amen Thompson is dirty. We think that the dirty player is Draymond for giving him that little shove, which all of us have watched 1,000 times. And I'm sorry if you think, I'm not calling the play dirty, but if you think Draymond shoved Amen Thompson, your glasses need a little one of those little rags to wipe them off. You're not seeing this clearly. There's absolutely no shove. There is maybe a tangle a little bit, but there's no shove from Draymond Green. It doesn't even matter. Here's the larger issue. Dylan Brooks referring to another player as dirty has got to win comment of the year.
Is there an award for that?
He just won an ESPY.
Right.
For the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard an athlete say in my entire life.
The pot calling the kettle dirty. Yes.
Essentially.
That's basically what that is.
Yes.
So a guy who is known for one of the worst fouls in recent playoff history, where he went up and took a shot at a player in the air from behind to the head and literally caused GP2 to miss... what, a week or 2 weeks?
Oh, it was more than that.
It was probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't have the exact game log in front of me. And he's going to be the one to say that Draymond Green is dirty for pushing Amen Thompson, even though, and if you want to think that Amen Thompson stumbled and lost his balance, okay, he might have. He tripped over his teammate. Draymond Green did not push him, in my opinion. And I was not on the floor. I was not in Houston. All I can go by is what I saw on the tape, and Draymond Green does not outwardly push Amen Thompson into Jimmy Butler.
Not at all. Not at all. Again, I'm not calling the play dirty. I'm calling Dylan Brooks disingenuous. That's what I'm saying. I got no problem if you want to defend your teammate, Dylan. Yeah, we don't think Amen is a dirty player, and I don't think it was a dirty play. Unfortunate thing happened to Jimmy, but body's got tangled. Everyone's going for position. He lost his balance and fell into Jimmy Butler, and we hope Jimmy's getting better. Real easy answer. For you to call somebody else dirty is just, it's patently ridiculous. And by the way, Moses Moody was asked about it today at Warriors shoot around. Hey, is your Dylan Brooks called Draymond Green the dirty player? Moody just smirked and looked at the reporter and said, this is a little ironic, isn't it?
Mm.
Don't you think?
Right. Don't you know? And yeah, don't you think? And yes, it is more than ironic that a guy who has been, you know, in Draymond too. I'm not going to dismiss Draymond from, like, if you wanted to do dirty play versus dirty play, Draymond would win on volume. He's been in the league longer and he's had more what I would consider dirty plays, but it makes it for me to where neither one of them should be talking about either in that way.
Agreed. Draymond Green should not call anybody else a dirty player, and to my memory, I don't think he ever has.
No, nor did he in the post game in game two.
Yeah, exactly. And see, and that's kind of the thing. You know, we were talking about that yesterday, about the idea that Steph and Draymond said game two was less physical and they're not complaining about it, so therefore we can't complain about it. Yes, we can. But Steph and Draymond are never going to do that. They're never going to do that. To me, ultimate sign of not being a champion is heading to a press conference after a game to complain about what the other team is doing to you. Like, there are ways to combat that, and you can complain behind the scenes if you want, but I can't think of anything weaker than coming off the court, not liking what you just saw, and thinking to yourself, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go have a press conference. That'll teach them. Like, come on, man. Draymond and Steph aren't going to do that. These dudes are champs. They've been around every block that the NBA has to offer. They'll never do it. Doesn't matter what you do to them. So, anyway, Mr. B in Santa Clara. Hi, Mr. B. Thanks for calling. What's up? Mr. B. Man, got to go back on hold now.
Mr. B.
I hate that. You ever put your phone in your pocket and all you do is call in and then just give us...
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just want to say, man, first of all, that's a dirty play. And if you look at the replay and you look at it closely in slow-mo, Aaron Thompson, that trash AF player, even gave him a good shove on his way down with both of his arms, hitting Jimmy right on his right leg. It's like, for good measure, make sure he falls as awkwardly as possible. And what baffles me, what grinds my noggins is that in today's SOFC NBA, why is this being allowed? The last time I saw this kind of brand of basketball, it was the Piston Bad Boys. You know, so it's like, and a lot of the things that the Warriors were doing is in retaliation to what they were doing. I watched the game again, and they were putting elbows on the Warriors' rib cage, on the neck, and this happened all game long. So Adam Silver, what are we doing, man? Are we soft or are we dirty? You know, they're right. Game one was a physical brand of basketball. Game two was not physical. It was dirty.
Here's my only issue with this, Jonathan. I mean, if we want to spotlight, and thanks, if we want to spotlight one play, fine, we can spotlight one play. I'm going to push back when anybody goes, hey, the Warriors were innocent, but then they started doing it because they had to retaliate to what the Rockets were doing. Don't do it. I'm sorry, for the first time in my life, I'm going to call someone else out for being a homer. Don't do it.
This is breaking.
Do not do that. Do not watch your team's game and think they're innocent flowers who were forced into being mean because the other team was mean first. Have you watched any of these playoffs? You and I sat here in front of that Pistons-Knicks game last night where everybody hated each other 38 seconds into the game.
I think it was a brawl.
It was a brawl the entire night. Did anybody watch Lou Dort against Ja Morant last night? Ja's out. He's out.
Yep, he's out.
He's already out for game four.
Yep.
And so's Memphis. Done. Night-night. Series over. They were up by almost 30 points in that game.
26 at the half, Mark.
And it went up from there.
Yep.
And they lost the game, and they lost their star player, and he's already been ruled out for tomorrow night.
Yep.
And they weren't going to win the series anyway, so who cares? But still.
Still.
This is happening with every team, every series. every night. If you want to say that league and Adam Silver need to do something about the larger point, that's fine. I don't think, like, we can talk about Dylan as an individual. We can talk about Amen Thompson's play as an individual play. I don't really like the idea that the Rockets are dirty and the Warriors are super nice, clean guys who actually went to retirement homes all day long and talked to everybody, and then they go to the basketball game after that, and they're hoping for a non-contact sport, but they were forced into it because the Rockets are mean. Don't do that.
No, it's NBA, and you know you want to talk about physicality, and then you can talk about what I believe are plays that go beyond the pale, and there was a play off the ball where Pods got a two-hand push in the back, and he got thrown to the ground. No call. And it didn't mean that he was going to get injured, but it's just one of those things where you look at a play like that and you think, okay, I mean, what are we really refereeing? What are we adjudicating? And Steph Curry off the ball is getting held and the rest of it. And so I know every game is different. It's its own unique animal. And so maybe game three, the crew decides that they're going to be much more diligent about refereeing all the actions. But I'm kind of with you about like the Warriors. You can look at many things independently. Draymond Green is physical, and he's had a history of dirty plays, cheap plays, like longer than your arm. And at the same time, for me, what Amen Thompson did is dirty. And you don't have to like conflate it with Draymond Green. For me, it's the one incident. And for me, the one incident, Amen Thompson going underneath Jimmy Butler, unnecessarily, not reviewed. I thought it was dirty. That has nothing to do with Draymond Green and Şengün and Nurkic and Steven Adams and LeBron James and the finals and all the rest of it.
Agreed.
This one thing was the one thing.
Well,
that was my one thing.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, shout out Odyssey.
You have to do that on one day. Don't do it on 2 days.
Yeah.
One thing.
Yeah, my bad. You have to do it on one day. I missed that day.
Anyway, that's okay. Nobody understands the joke.
Yeah, you do. That's fine.
I agree with you. And it is, to me, similar to the point that I was trying to drive home yesterday with regard to the way Steph Curry gets guarded, as opposed to general physicality. Look, general physicality in the playoffs is not going away. It's here. It's in every series. It's not going away. And by the way, whoever does not participate loses in four games.
You lose, yeah.
That's it. You lose if you don't want to participate. So general physicality will be there. We want to talk about specific plays being dirty or a specific strategic process, which is what I see as far as the way they guard Steph Curry. And I don't even see that as dirty. I just see it as like against the rules and not really being enforced with the whole arm bars and constantly grabbing him around the waist kind of a thing, which has clearly been coached by the Rockets and other teams as well. But I think the Rockets are a little more forceful with it, and B, just good at it. Because they are. They're a good defensive team.
Yep.
And they're getting away with it. And so I want to talk about that because I do think the public and the media at large, the more they talk about that, then I do think the more of an issue it becomes, the more eyeballs and ears the league has on it, and therefore maybe the more prepared the officials are for it. They do have meetings where they talk about, hey, we need to look for this, that, and the other in this specific matchup. And I certainly hope whoever gets assigned to tomorrow night's game meets about that at about 2 o'clock. Let's watch for the Rockets' arm bars on Steph Curry because they did it all night long in game two, and it's against the rules. That's all.
It is. And it depends on the crew. And like we've talked about ad nauseum, each crew is going to try to officiate the best way that they can. And if there are 90 possessions for the Warriors in a game, and if you were going to hold Steph Curry, let's say 60 times, because he's not in for every possession, but let's say he's out there for 60 offensive possessions, and you hold him 60 times, and you foul him 60 times, you're not going to call it 60 times.
You can.
Or 50.
You're allowed to.
Or 40.
Yeah.
Or 30. Or 20.
But
can you call it 10 times?
If you call it 10 times, the Rockets lose.
Of course.
The Rockets lose.
But that, for me, is the bigger point, and we could do this the other way, which is, all right, Şengün, when he's getting guarded by Draymond Green and Draymond's going to have an arm in his back, an arm around him, well, that's a foul.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if it's Kevon or if it's a switch and it's Steph, like, we can call it both ways all the time. There's a fine line. There's a balance. And I do think, to your point, that we're a little bit out of balance with a player who is so good at moving And if his movement is being restricted, then what are we even doing here?
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, check this one out. You'll love this. Hey, Willard, the whole game, they were dirty, not physical. They were elbowing everyone. Again, watch the games, Willard, not watch it like my mother when cooking.
Oh, boy.
First of all, you don't need to get sexist on the text line. And secondly, there's nothing wrong with cooking at all. I hope you do have some food with a game that starts at 6:30 at night. That's called dinner. Third of all, I don't miss a damn play.
No.
And fourth of all, you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing the thing. Don't do the thing. Don't be the fan that thinks your team it just spends all day doing charity work and all of the other teams that are in these NBA playoffs, they're mean. They're just mean bullies. But my Warriors, my Warriors are kind. They're kind. I think they're going to the hospital tomorrow before the game so that they can visit with sick children.
Yeah.
And then they will go to the game and they will ask the Rockets kindly if we could just have a contact-free game. We're begging you to do that because we think that that's how basketball should be played.
Maybe you're not watching the game because I saw one possession where Steph Curry was on the weak side and he had a small basket of canned goods and he was handing them out into the crowd, and Dylan Brooks came over and smacked that can out of his hand.
Yeah.
That's a foul.
It is. It's a foul.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kevon Looney had jumper cables on one possession. They wouldn't let him charge up a car.
I'm not.
I'm with you.
Which is like not letting a thing have its purpose in life. And,
totally.
And right? I don't like that.
What Me about either. Jalen Green's elbow to Draymond's face?
Yeah, no. You want to call out individual dirty plays or things that are over the line, let's do it. And by the way, that was reviewed and called flagrant. So we're good here. But I'm not going to do the Rockets are dirty and the Warriors are nice. I'm not doing that. I just won't. Draymond Green plays for the Warriors. Like, I've got a line for crying out loud.
For sure.
Like,
for
come
sure.
on.
Well, I think a better way to describe it is the Warriors are physical and the Rockets are more physical. And if there's a line between the two of physical and then dirty, I do think that the Rockets have crossed that line more than the Warriors have in this series.
That's fair.
And I'm not going to go back to the history of Draymond Green because nobody's been more adamant about Draymond Green's dirty play on the station than me over the course of, I don't know, his whole career. I've called out each and every act in practice, on the court, and all the rest of it.
You be nice to the NBA's hustle player of the year.
What's he going
to
do? Hustle over here and give me a flagrant too?
Hustle over here and stand on business.
I doubt it.
I don't.
Then we got to fight.
There you go. 888-957-957.
He's always told me to stand on it, and I will stand on it.
Stand on it!
He has committed some of the most flagrant, cheap shot fouls in the last 10 years.
These
are facts. I'm just going to say that.
He's Draymond Green.
My name's Dan Dibley, and I'm standing on business, and that's in his past, but I'm talking about this series.
Stand on what you say. On what you do.
There you go.
Yeah. Two games in, he's not been that guy in the series.
No, he's not. He was terrible in game two. He was terrible. Greg Cosell, NFL Films for the entire 3 o'clock hour in less than 10 minutes, okay? Mykael Williams, pass rusher out of Georgia, the Niners pick. Round two starts in about an hour. We'll be all over it. But plenty of Warrior basketball today, too. Let's go to Paul in Cupertino. Hi, Paul.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up? Thanks for calling.
Hey, you know, I agree that, you know, Warriors aren't, you know, angels when it comes to this, but the question is, how much physicality will the referees allow? And, you know, that with Amon Thompson, it was more of a desperation move, breaking through a block and then stumbling out. You know, it's uncontrolled play. And I think at best, it's an uncontrolled play. I don't think he imagined he would fall into Jimmy, but it's uncontrolled. And that should be called, because then this gets into more of a football scrum rather than a basketball play. You know, at every rebound, people are just holding other people down. I think Draymond may be egregious. You know, he does egregious fouls, but I don't think the Warriors' style of play is one where you are always holding, blocking every little play to a point where it should be a foul, you know? That's my
pick. Yeah, Paul, I hear you. Every team's got little quirks and differences to their style and what they're trying to do. Are the Rockets more physical than the Warriors? I can't firmly say yes. I know that's the perception. It's the perception, and I do think it's probable due to the fact that they are less, like, ball-skilled than the Warriors. They're a very, very poor or at least inconsistent shooting team. I know Jalen Green didn't look like it in game two. But when you don't have the same level of ball skills, then yes, you're probably going to resort to some other things that you have found that help you win basketball games. And the Rockets do that. But the Warriors are a great defensive team, and they are just fine with physicality. And they are too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the regular season between the two teams, defensively, metrics-wise, they're almost identical. Fouls per game, they're almost identical. So to think that one team is more physical than the other over 82 and a better defender than the other over 82 is just wrong. Now, in this series, we've seen a couple of egregious fouls called and not called against Houston, and that's where I think fans are starting to, like, you know, fixate their mind.
What'd you think of Mikal Williams, edge rusher out of Georgia at number 11 for the 49ers?
If I was to give you two sentences, what would I say?
You would say, I like the player.
And?
I like the pick.
Can you give him a ding? Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Both.
Why?
Spot on.
Well, what happens if I say why?
Greg Cosell coming up next. Exactly. He'll tell you why. He can set the edge, Mark. Whatever the hell that means.
Good. He might. He might.
He better.
He's allowed to.
Yep.
Do you need your NFL draft fix? Keep it locked to 95.7 The Game from 6 to 10 tonight for yet another draft show with Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett. Overtime for Mark Grandy this week. What do the 49ers do on day two after picking Mikal Williams in round one last night? Guys, you're going to break it all down tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Listen to you guys on the way home last night. Very informative. Whole lot of fun. Y'all should listen again tonight. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. But you're going to get your draft fix right now as well. Greg Cosell, NFL Films. He's good at breaking down tape. He knows all things football. And he likes to squash Dan Dibley. All of these things are why he gets a full hour coming up on Willard and Dibs.